boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I got a really important-looking piece of mail last night, and I don't really know what it means. Slash, this could be my last day on the job. I don't know.
Oh, dear God. Okay.
It wasn't a pink slip. I don't think I'm getting fired yet. But I got a piece of mail. Well, it could be from yesterday. I just don't check my mailbox that often, so God only knows how long it's been in there. I got a piece of mail from my electric provider.
Okay.
Letting me know that my district's board of director position is up for election this year, and that I am eligible to be that position.
And you're interested in it?
I feel important getting it. Did everybody else get this letter in the mail? That's what I was wondering. I opened this thinking, oh my God, I didn't pay my bill. Something is wrong. This is my final notice. Immediately, it was like, you can run for the board of directors. You are eligible. And then a bunch of information that I didn't read past that, because I was like, I'm important because I got this piece of mail. So now I'm like, am I supposed to do it? Am I really qualified? Did everybody get this? And I just have this false moment of feeling important. What do I do? Do I run for it?
I bet everybody got it. I'm sure.
Think they didn't. Okay. I did.
But if you did run, you're going to need a budget. And I love you.
What a budget for what? For campaigning?
Yeah, I don't think you're qualified for it.
I'm really good at DIYing posters.
You're going to still need products to stuff to do that. So you're going to need money. And I would vote for you for maybe anything else, but not, I just don't know if you're qualified for this.
I think I could come up with something really great.
I
don't know what it is.
I need to know what the job duties are.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't read that far.
I'm sure you need to know electricity.
I pay my bill. You should too. How's that?
Is that your slogan?
Could be.
I pay my bill,
and you should. And so should you. I'm so winning this thing. Here I am thinking I'm all sorts of special, getting a piece of mail from my electric provider last night, saying that there's a board member director situation position opened up.
Wow, you sound smart enough to fill that.
I read the first sentence that said, you can run for the board of directors. And I was like, I am overqualified, honestly.
Oh, dear Lord. Okay.
And I'm going to run with that for the time being because I feel special getting that piece of mail. And then here you are one-upping me, being like, I actually got model mail once.
I did. Okay.
So
you've never gotten that in the mail before?
No, I don't even know what that means.
I've gotten paperwork in the mail that says we would like you to be a model.
Who wants you to be a model?
A model company. Okay. It's a very well-known model company in the area, and they wanted me to sign up and be a model. And I've also gotten, like, Miss Iowa stuff as well.
Oh.
Look at me. I could be Miss Iowa. Hooey.
Okay.
But then I was like, did you look at me though? Have you checked my Facebook and my selfies? Because if you did, you probably wouldn't send that to me because they are not pretty.
Well, maybe it's the same thing. Everybody got the model mail, just like everybody could be the board of directors for the electric company.
Okay, just like you think you're overqualified for that.
So are you.
I am not qualified for that or modeling.
Fine.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like FarmersOnly.com gets a whole lot of crap for being kind of a goofy dating site.
Mm-hmm.
However, you can't knock it because you at least know what you're getting when you sign
it's
up
true.
For it.
Farmers.
Exactly. You only, would think only that.
Farmers.
I would hope. So I was really excited to see that Busch Light, which I know is, you know, holy water to a lot of people around these parts, is teaming up with Plenty of Fish to help singles reel in the one.
I've heard things about Plenty of Fish, but go on.
I don't know much about it. It's another dating app
website
situation. But they are teaming up with Busch Light to create what they're calling a fish pick badge that people can show off proudly.
I already am here for it. A badge. I get something for trying to date. Go on, sis.
Sort of. So think about, you know, I think Tinder you can become verified on.
Yep, mm-hmm.
The same way you can Bumble. On Instagram or Twitter. You just get like the blue check.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This little badge is going to be just like that, except it's a fish.
Cool.
Let me tell you more about it. It's kind of a joke, and I know me and you have joked about people holding up fish in their dating profile pics.
Oh, dear Lord. Okay.
We joke about it, but there have been surveys. I think you even told me about one with sorority women who like these fish pics. Mm-hmm. Plenty of Fish's survey said that 25% of people are more likely to message someone if their profile features a fish pic. So what they're doing...
I'm going to hold up Dory next time. And see what happens.
Don't do that to her. I would
hold her up in a bag.
Oh, good. Okay.
Jeez Louise. Just making She's still sure. in water.
Okay, good. So if you use a fish pic of you holding up a fish in your dating profile, you're going to get the fish pic badge to proudly Sweet. Display on your Plenty of Fish profile. And then they're going to pick a couple of people who are obviously over 21 because you're going to win some Busch Light, obviously. They get a prize bundle, including a 3-month subscription to Plenty of Fish, first date funds in the form of cash vouchers so you can get out there and go fishing or whatever you want to do on your first date, and 2 Busch Light fishing t-shirts.
Shut up. This is cool.
Right. So it's kind of like a giveaway, and it's also going to like make it cool to have fish pics on your dating profile.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for this.
I have always poo-pooed on the, fish picks, but I'm here for it now. So my goals tonight, when I get off of work at 7 o'clock, one, I got to make a only fish. What is that?
Plenty of fish.
Plenty of
fish. Whoa.
Wrong website.
Something I've never heard of.
Only fish. Wrong website. I need to make a plenty of fish profile. And number two, I need to hit up Petco and I need to get a Dory and I need to hold her up in a bag and I need to get me a fish. So I can get
a fish pick badge on your profile. Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for this.
I don't think that's what they meant, but you should definitely try.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
And we are those girls in the afternoon who have beef. Not on a sandwich, if that's what you thought.
No beef. All bark, baby. Something's going on around here.
We got a bone to pick with certain somebody in the building.
Well, yeah. So we got word yesterday from Andrew, who does help us out quite often with our show. He also helps out with our brother station, 1600 ESPN. Mm-hmm. So he was hanging out with the Todd Brommelkamp show yesterday morning.
Yep.
And he let us know that he used something that belonged to us.
I don't know if this is what I'm looking for here. It's not quite Iditarod-ish enough for me. I've had enough of that. That thing's going to go on for 2 more minutes. No. That thing is not going on for 2 more minutes. Not on my watch. I'm not doing that to the folks in Eastern Iowa.
Tough. There's a problem with this that you're hearing right now. Our music that we used, if you remember, for Stuff the Wagon, when we raised, you helped us raise some good things for those puppies and kitties for the holiday season. Food.
Yes.
Litter. All that fun jazz.
Yeah.
He didn't like it, though.
I don't think he realized it was, like, our thing, because we share the same computer systems as their radio station over there. And then word was just traveling to the point that Spencer on Sports, one of their afternoon shows, was also talking about us.
Now, if I play the dog bed.
No, please don't.
If I play that bed, I know I will get in trouble for some sort of gimmick infringement or copyright infringement. So
yeah.
I won't be playing that when I call on you during the show. So you're in luck.
I mean, thankfully you can thank those girls for that bed.
Oh, that's there. Okay, well, then I really can't play it because I don't want to start fights. They think we're in like a war for ratings. We kind of are, but we're in the same company. But so I get kind of like, you know, snide comments on occasion from them. Hope you have a terrible show. Like, what?
Or they'll say,
I get enough of that on the text line. Jesus, this show's terrible. What the hell? You know, so I don't need that from my coworkers.
But. Or they'll say hi to somebody else in the office, but not you.
Yes, yes. So it's usually how it goes.
I'm going to blame you for that.
That's me, 100%. That's me.
You say, break a leg. Seriously, I hope your leg is broken.
I hope it breaks and you can't do your show tomorrow. That is my fault. You know what? I'll take blame for that.
But, you know, we then heard, obviously, Spencer mention it. And we're like, okay, he's got a point here. We should, like, serve them some papers.
Yeah. So you did.
I did what I could and made a piece of paper, which we're calling a legal document.
It's legal because we printed it.
I put attention. You are being sued for using our dog bark music.
Mm-hmm.
And hating on it is what.
So we served them. Papers.
We put that piece of paper with some tape on their door because obviously Todd is here much earlier than we are.
Yep.
So then he obviously saw that legal document this morning.
I walk in. There's a sign taped to my office door that says they are suing me. I don't think that they're going to. This is not going to wind up in a court of law, but they're not happy. They think I was making fun of it. Like yesterday, I'm looking. Okay, we got dog stuff. I'm going to use it. Mm-hmm. Do we have beef, Andrew?
I think there's a little bit.
If it were Destiny, I could hammer this out.
You're right.
Taylor's a little bit harder to read. She don't like me. Nobody in the building likes me.
I'm finding out so much about myself through this. I like Todd.
I do too. I liked him. But first off, glad to know I would lose in a fight.
Oh, yeah. He's like, Destiny, I could take her.
I know.
Me, I'm more elusive. I'm like Bigfoot. Okay, you never know what to expect, and you're barely ever going to see me. However, this is now official beef.
Oh, yeah. We are so on.
We are in so deep, and I don't know where to go from here because I'm getting kind of scared.
Mommy!
I need to call my mom!
We were just minding our own business, you know, being good girls. We were being good girls.
Yeah.
And, you know, we weren't trying to stir up any drama because we haven't even been a show a year yet. We're not after a year.
We're babies.
We're babies. After a year, we could stir up drama, right?
Yeah, and I guess.
After that, we can. Over here, on our brother station, 1600 ESPN, Todd Brommelkamp, stirring up drama. And now we got revenge. It's what we want.
Yeah, so he like used this music that you probably recognize.
This one.
From Stuff the Wagon. It's got dog barks and stuff.
Yeah.
He used it yesterday during his show, and he didn't like it. He actually really hated it. Mm-hmm. He was annoyed by it. And so we did what we thought was right. We taped a piece of paper to his door saying that he was being sued. And I don't know. I feel like he doesn't take us seriously, you know?
No, 100%. I want him to take us seriously.
So we need to take it a step further.
And get revenge. And we need help getting revenge because we don't know how. We're also kind of
without getting fired, preferably.
Yeah, that would be nice. So if you have any ideas how we can get sweet revenge, you can call us or text us.
Jean, what's your idea?
Just find a dog organization and sign him up for it. He'll get all kinds of mail.
That's
genius.
What if we do multiple? What if we do all of them?
Well, yes. Let this guy get a whole bunch of mail.
I do like that.
It's a good idea.
Nothing more annoying than a full mailbox.
No, that's really, really smart. Okay, Jill texted us in and she said the music that we love, with the dogs barking and the cats in it as well, we need to get it copyrighted. So I looked into it. That's a great idea.
It probably is already.
And then, you know what? He can't use it because it's ours.
Oh.
Here's the problem. It takes 6 or more months to process a song copyright.
Oh.
Also, a non-refundable $35 filing fee for an online application. But if we want to do a paper application, it's going to be $85.
What is it? What?
That's $35 I could have got coffee with. So I'm a little worried about that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about that. I was kind of thinking, so like we have this shared computer system, right? That's why he could find our music to mm-hmm. use. So I'm kind of thinking on the low here, like what if we recorded a message or something for him? Like we sang a little song like, haha, loser, loser, double loser, whatever. And then we like put it in the same spot where it's at. So if he ever clicks on it again, instead of playing okay. this nice, cute dog bed barking
yes.
music, it's us being like, ha ha, gotcha.
So when he looks it up in the system,
yes.
tomorrow he's going to look up dog bark music, those girls,
yes,
because that's what it's called.
Yes,
he's going to think it's the same thing, but instead it's you going, loser, loser. Something.
I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what it is. That, I don't know. That we could see if something like that could happen. Christina, what's your idea for us?
They could set up a, you know, I don't know, a pit of Jello, and you guys could wrestle it out or something.
You know, I'm down for that one, because then I get to eat it after.
maybe eat it before.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Dude, I gotta start wearing way more layers.
Why?
It's freaking hot in here. I'm sweating. I sit over by the windows.
You
okay?
do.
And
that's
normally,
why you have to give me this update, because I don't know what's going on out there.
Yeah, you can't really see over all the computer screens. We also keep the blinds pretty much all the way down. But the sun is beating in on them, and I'm sweating over here. I'm wearing a gray sweatshirt, which means if I lift my arms up, I'm exposed for pitting out, okay? I'm not going to do it because I'm embarrassed because I know that I'm sweating through the sweatshirt. I got up to change the thermostat, which I'm pretty sure is a no-no in this building. Who's at 76 in here? It's like a sauna.
And I'm freezing over here, though.
I turned it down because I'm losing weight rapidly, sweating all of my calories
sauna
out
over there.
It's unbelievable. So tomorrow, I will have a t-shirt and a tank top on.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a bikini.
No, you don't need to see that.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
We all mess up sometimes. We all need some guidance on how to make things right.
Mm-hmm.
And man, does this guy need your help bad.
I'm excited about this.
We had a guy email
us. The most excited I get.
Oh, this one
sounds strange, I know.
This one's pretty bad. He emailed us, thosegirls@kzia.com. You can always do the same for Dear Destiny. And here is his problem at hand.
Dear Destiny, I messed up bad. My girlfriend and I of a few months were having an intimate moment when things got heated. I accidentally called her my ex's name and she hasn't spoken to me since. It's been almost a week. How do I make it right?
I told you, this is intense.
Girl, you didn't tell me it was that intense.
It's juicy, it's spicy, gone wrong, bad situation.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I haven't had one like this. Okay, so if you're in the heat of the moment, you know, you got to distract your mind, right? So that it doesn't happen again, or it hopefully never happens. I don't know if you can get back with that person. I don't know. But you don't want it to happen again. So you really need to distract your mind. And I think something that you can do to completely distract yourself is play something that I think is the worst song in the face of the universe, and that is Baby Shark. Because, God, you really can't think of anything when this is happening.
My brain just shut off.
See? You can't think of anything.
Okay.
In the heat of the moment?
I got it.
Do you want me to keep playing it?
No. Okay, that's it. That's
it. Play Baby Shark.
Okay.
In the heat of the moment, and you will not say somebody else's name. I guarantee that.
Okay, we are going to open up the phone lines. I'd love to hear from everybody else. What would you do if you accidentally called your significant other your ex's name in the heat of the moment? Call us and let us know.
It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
There are a few times that I would say you're toast, but this guy is toast this week. We got an email to thosegirls@kzia.com, which is where you can always send your problems to get the best advice around. And this guy admitted that he was having an intimate moment with his girlfriend. Yep. And in the moment, he called her his ex's name. It's a nightmare. Nobody mm-hmm. wants that to happen. She hasn't talked to him since. It's been like a week. He needed some help. How he should handle this. Mm.
I say you're sorry, and then you tell her how you're going to make things better. Is that moving forward, you will play baby shark in the heat of the moment so that your mind is distracted? Because, God, it is awful to think of anything else. It's impossible to think of anything else when the song is happening because it's so awful.
I can't even. What are you saying?
I have no idea.
Okay. Wow. That, okay.
That's solid advice.
I do think you have a point there.
Just tell her you're playing Baby Shark next time.
Okay.
That's what I say.
So people have lit this up on our Facebook page, which you can go join in on the fun if you want in the comments, because most people, the consensus are saying, you're done here, buddy.
Mm.
Pack it up, get going. But there are some good... some good comments.
And play Baby Shark on the way out.
No.
Sorry.
No. I'll give Danielle a special shout out because Danielle says, I'd recommend changing your name and maybe moving out of the state. Which I...
accurate. I mean, that's good advice right there.
Yeah, you messed up bad, dude. Catherine did say, since you called her your ex's name, you may not be over them yet. So maybe just let the new one go and date again once you figure it out. A little self-reflection moment.
Yeah, how many times have I accidentally called you the wrong name, though?
We aren't dating.
I know, but I've accidentally called you Jaden or something, you know? So it can happen.
Brad.
I'm rooting for Baby Shark over here.
Guy to guy, Brad messaged us and said that his advice is he should be the one to call it off. Because if you're still picturing your ex during those intimate moments, you're not ready to be serious with someone else. You need to figure yourself out. Don't just fill the void and jump into a new relationship because somebody will end up getting hurt.
Solid advice.
I mean, that is really solid advice, Brad.
I like that.
But I can see your eyes moving over there, and I know what you're going to do.
Because nobody said Baby Shark. I mean, come on. Yeah, in the moment. Woo!
I want you to go home and make out to that and let us know how it went.
If you've got a problem, Destiny can solve it. Email thosegirls at kzia.com. Z102.9.
Well, if you missed it earlier in the show, we have some beef right now.
Yeah, apparently we're in like a beef with our brother station, 1600 ESPN, because they're like jacking our stuff.
Yeah, they are stealing our music that we like to play here on Those Girls in the Afternoon. And then Todd from the Todd Bromelcamp show is kind of talking smack about it.
I don't know if this is what I'm looking for here. It's not quite Iditarod-ish enough for me. I've had enough of that. That thing's going to go on for two more minutes. No. That thing is not going on for two more minutes. Not on my watch. I'm not doing that to the folks in Eastern Iowa.
I hate to use a pun, but he's really dogging on our stuff, okay? So we let him know that we were upset.
And so we're like, you know what? It's on. You made some official, non-official, but official documents to let Todd and Spencer, because now we're involving Spencer as well, that we're suing them, the boys over at 1600 ESPN.
And by suing, we mean I printed out a piece of paper that says you're being sued, and we taped it on their door to come to work to today.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, I don't really know what else to do.
And then this morning, Todd came into the show, and he's like, I think I can take on Destiny. However, I don't know if I could take on Taylor.
Which, you know what? Respect. I don't like him. That's not the problem. I've always liked Todd. But I kind of like that he fears me a little bit.
Well, now, if you turn over to 1600 ESPN, you get to hear the lovely Spencer on Sports show.
Yeah.
There's some problems going on over there right now. I got a text message from his producer.
Okay.
He said, texters keep trying to get Spencer to play your dog music. He's held off so far, but he's getting tempted. Now, remember, if he plays our music, we're going to sue him. And I said, what are some of the text messages that are coming in? Would you like to read some of them?
Yeah.
Isaac is doing the Lord's work over there.
Thank you, Isaac.
Isaac is telling me the text messages that are coming in to 1600 ESPN. Great music, I heard. It's very fun. Tell Z to kick rocks.
Oh, man.
And then another person says, play it. It's hilarious. One compared it to pro wrestling beef.
Yes.
And one is saying to let the dogs out and play it anyways.
Okay, I love this.
So they're trying to get Spencer to play it because they want to get Spencer in trouble over there.
I don't think he can hold off. Listen to this music.
It's glorious.
It's glorious. There's no way he's going to make it. He's got, what, an hour and 5 minutes left of his show?
Good luck, buddy.
He's going to fold sooner than we think, I bet.
And if you want to text them too and ruin it, get sweet revenge for us, do it.
Yeah, tempt them so that we can officially sue them.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You ever get those videos on your For You page of psychics, like, predicting your future on TikTok?
I get the tarot card readers all the time. And they're like, this one was for you. And I was like, really? Okay.
I like to believe
it. And they always
it.
Tell me I'm going to run into a big lump sum of money and I'm going to get a huge, like, big raise at work. Or I'm going to get a huge, like, I'm going to be, like, CEO or something. Hasn't happened yet.
No, not quite. Those are fun and all.
I'm on the wrong side of TikTok.
Well, yeah, because to be honest, how for you can it really be?
Right.
It'd be nice if you could ask them some questions, which is why I was really excited to see Spotify put out a new feature that's called Song Psychic, where basically there's a bunch of different categories, like school and love and career and future and all of these different things that you can pick a question, ask it, and then it answers with a song.
Great.
Which I feel like is
Have you ever had that moment when you're like sad after a breakup or you're like maybe confused with the situationship and you're like, what song can get me through this right now? Because JoJo Get Out is only so many times I can play on repeat.
True. Exactly. So a couple minutes ago, I asked you some questions that you would ask a psychic that you'd like to know for yourself.
Because I ain't got a budget for one.
Well, yeah. Great. I took care of it for you and I'm going to give you some clarity.
Great.
You take with this information what you will. So
I'm excited.
Your first question was, is there life on other planets? It's complicated by Avril Lavigne.
That doesn't answer the question, though.
It does,
there?
But it does answer the question. It's complicated.
Oh, my God.
Just maybe not what you were looking for.
I just wanted to know if I get to date an alien in the future, and that still didn't answer it for me.
Well,
it's complicated, I guess.
That's your Facebook status. It's complicated with the aliens. Okay, your second question was, will I have kids? It's No Promises by Demi Lovato.
Oh, that's funny.
So okay. I guess take with that what you will. No promises.
No, good.
It's not a no, but it's also not a yes.
I was hoping it was a no, but all right.
Oh, well, no promises. I guess take with that what you will. Your third question was, will I win the lottery?
Yeah!
Right? It's About Damn Time by Lizzo.
All right, so I better start playing. I'm going to get a scratch off today.
Yep. I feel like if you learn anything from that question, it's you need to be playing more.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's about
damn
time.
Because
you
can only win if you play.
Exactly. Your fourth question was, am I too picky with my love life?
Oh, come on. That's brutal.
Yeah, by Usher.
No, that was rude.
There's no other way to say that you're too picky.
I just got my feelings hurt.
I'm sorry. Well,
I don't even know if I want to get the answer for my next question.
Your last and final question is, will I be married by 30?
No!
It's No by Meghan Trainor.
No! Well, that's because it's in 1 year.
And you need to let it go, I guess.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
So I was really shocked with tonight's trivia question, which was, the average woman does this 150 times a year. The average man only does it 10 times a year. And apparently that is checking their horoscope.
I know. I'm kind of surprised about that, too. 150 times. That's like half of the year.
I know I do it a lot, but I didn't think I did it that much.
I don't think I do it that much.
And
but
men only
sense.
Do it 10 times a year.
It makes sense,
You're not
though.
As desperate as I am to check it more.
No, I feel like guys are always like, oh my gosh, are you the girl that's going to like do
yes,
the thing?
I am.
Okay, you are. So you ask their sign and then you're going to look up everything about it.
Oh my God, that's one of the first questions I'm going to ask you. One, I'm going to, if I don't ask you what your birthday is, I'm going to ask you what your sign is.
Okay.
Because if I figure out what your birthday is, obviously I can figure out what your sign is.
Right.
But I just need to figure out what your sign is. And I don't know if you do this, but I will immediately go to google.com and I'm going to figure out how compatible we are.
I do. I have like my favorite horoscope app that honestly just sits on my phone most of the time because I don't check it. But I have, with anybody that I have liked, done the thing where you see how compatible your two signs are.
Yes.
I read about it. And then do I really do anything with the information? No, it's never like made me stop talking to someone before.
It just makes me more nervous when I see like, if I see it and it's like something bad and it's like, oh, you guys won't agree in arguments or you'll have a hard time communicating. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be bad. I see those things and it freaks me out.
Do you ever bring it up to them? Like, oh, I like looked into it and it's not working. Really?
One time, there was a guy who he was an Aquarius. I was an Aquarius, and I don't know how we brought this up, but we actually looked up whether or not Aquariuses could be together. And, you know, if you go to Google will say it doesn't really work out. But this one app that we used on our phone that you can like look up horoscopes and stuff and match with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
It said that we actually were really compatible with each other. The only thing that we would have problems with were like communication sometimes. Why are you judging me for that?
And that's supposed to be a good relationship?
But it said the romance was going to be great. That's what it said. I didn't get that far, though.
I was going to say, where are we at with that now?
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.